Burnout is not a failure. It is a sign. It's a symptom. And it's time for you to reevaluate and restructure.
My burnout quite often comes right before a really amazing breakthrough.
Anytime you can work smarter, not harder, you are going to save yourself from burnout.
Welcome to the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
What up, Elite Lifers? You have found yourself in another episode here. I'm Kylie, that's Trish. And today we are going to talk about the very fine line between what I would say is hustle and burnout, right? So on the Elite Life Podcast, we are all about living the elite life and building a life that we love and leaving a legacy that we can be proud of. But we tired sometimes. Sometimes we get tired.
You ain't lying.
Sometimes we get tired. So this episode started, I was in a weird mindset, okay? I was in this space where I didn't want to do a damn thing. And raise your hand if you've been there. Raise your hand.
I had a whole season of this. So when I read this episode, I was like, oh, this was me December 24 to April 25.
Yeah.
And it's kind of slightly terrifying for somebody like me because like you had on here laziness or burnout. And I really had to question myself because I'm like, I'm not a lazy person.
I am.
I don't believe in motivation. I've always been disciplined, but I found myself in a space where like, I didn't want to get out of bed.
Nope.
I didn't want to. I physically and mentally was like, no,
nope. I'm sure our listeners, they have this, somebody needs to hear this. Someone has their hand in the air and is asking us to preach. So here we go. I was in a space where there was a lot going on and I was looking at all of the things and my behavior and my responses. And I thought I was telling myself that you're just being lazy. You're just being lazy. You're just being lazy. Like when you came over and realized my kitchen had the laundry in the kitchen. So she saw these piles of laundry, right? And she was like thinking that my laundry machine is in the basement. So to get to my basement, you have to go outside my house. And I was like, she's like, we need to make this more convenient. What do you mean convenient? She goes, well, you got to schlep all this stuff downstairs. I was like, these are my laundry machines. She goes, oh, you got no excuse. But here's the thing, friend. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the actual real truth. I do stuff from the moment I get up. The moment my eyes pop open in the morning, I say hello to God and my brain starts running. Even when we're out and it's just me and Ryan and we are on a vacation, he's like, why are you up? And I'm like, my brain is going. My brain is going. So my brain is working from the second I take consciousness until the moment I lay my head down. Okay. And so I had to give myself some grace and say, you're not lazy, Trisha. I'm not lazy. I'm burnt out. All right. So I wanted to share that story because I know that there are plenty of you out there who are feeling this way. And so we want to really talk about this. Okay. Everybody hits a wall. Everybody hits this wall. And I feel like making the distinction, okay, is going to help us get out of this. And that's what I needed to do. I needed to recognize that I was not being lazy. I was just overwhelmed and burnt out. And so the cure to laziness is action. And I'm not always convinced the cure to burnout is more action.
I would agree. And I think that being able to differentiate this is difficult, but it's definitely necessary because if you are in burnout and you keep doing, which was where I was at, what like I was saying, like
I keep doing.
I never feel like I can stop doing because hustle culture and just the way I was raised. Like I was raised in a home where the word lazy was thrown around a lot, like you're lazy, this is lazy. Like if there was no rest. Rest was bad. Rest was weakness. And when we are exhausted, the first thing we start to attack is our own identity. And I don't know about you, but I feel like many women are like me, where when those eyes open, we immediately go to all the things we need to do. And then when we lay down at night, we immediately go to all the things we didn't get done.
Yeah.
Even though we did all day.
You did long. 80% of the thing.
All day long. Like there was no point in time. And there is no point in time in any of my days, nearly ever, where I am just being. And Nicole said to me one time, like, you know, we're not meant to always be doing. Like, we're not human doings. Like, sometimes we are just meant to just be. We are human beings. And I had got to that point where, like, literally, I said this. I'm like, I am tired in my bones. Like, have you?
Nicole needs a nap.
I'm serious. Like, I was so deeply tired that, like, even if I slept, it didn't do anything. It didn't do anything. I, like, my central nervous system was fried. I was tired in my bones. I was fully burnt out. And another thing I noticed was all of my emotions were shut down. I wouldn't get sad, tired, happy, excited. I was just numb for the whole wide world. That is burnout. And some psychological signs, let's go through it because I love the science. If you are irritable, if you are emotionally exhausted, you have no motivation, you're doing less, not because you want to do less and you're just being lazy, but because your brain literally cannot do it. It literally just cannot. You have fatigue, you have brain fog, you have decreased creativity. I would find myself, you know, like, I just can't write the podcast. Like, nothing will come to my brain. Or I would look at it and I'm like, I'm looking at words, but I'm not seeing anything. And so, like, behavioral signs will be like avoidance or perfectionism paralysis. You're like, I can't do this because I can't get it perfect. So I'll just do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And here's the thing, like, entrepreneurs and oftentimes women, like, they burn out faster because there is no finish line. There's no finish line. There's no time where it's like,
true.
Oh, when this happens, like, we don't have a 5 o'clock clock out, right? And if you're an entrepreneur and you're a woman, like, there is no clock out. It's open eyes to close eyes. And so you have this constant self-generated pressure and the emotional load of always being the one who has to figure it out. And that is where I was at. I always am the one that has to figure it out. And I was having to do that at home, in my personal life, in my business life, with my family, with my employee, with every single moment in my life. I had to figure it out, where we're going to eat, how the bills are going to get paid, everything. I'd have every single answer. And yes, a lot of that is self-generated pressure, but it also is the entitlement of the people around you, because all of your people get so used to you figuring it out and doing everything that they stop. They stop trying to figure stuff out or help you or be a part of, like, just helping you get out of it. And if the people around you are just letting you, like, get further and further and further and further into that, then I would take a second and reevaluate your circle, because that's what I had to do. I had to come to a point and realize, ain't nobody come to save me. Like, I have to save myself. And if I get to the point where, like, I'm this far down and I'm the only one that's going to save me, and that's fine. But even the people that are around me aren't even, like, checking in and saying, can I help you with something? Even if it's small, like, can I take you out to dinner? Can I take you to the spa this weekend? Can I pick the restaurant where we go to eat at? Can I bring you an Alani? Hey, like, Erica messaged me the other day and all her message said was, hey, friend, I was just wondering if you need a friend to talk to. You know, so, like, if you don't have people in your life, if your significant other isn't doing everything in their power to help you out and be a partner, if your partners aren't partners, if your friends aren't being friends and you are fully burnt out, it's time to reevaluate where you're at.
And you, one thing that'll help you reevaluate is asking for the help. Okay. Yeah. This is my downfall. I am that woman. Let me tell you a story. My husband leaves to go to deer camp for a week. What do? Order new furniture, rearrange the house all by my damn self, put the TV on the wall, do this, do that. I don't like asking for help. And when I woke up this morning, I was dead. I was burnt out from single mom in it while he was gone, which was fine. Like, the kids were great. Everything's fine. All that pressure and all that stress most of it self-inflicted, right? Like Trisha just said, all of it physically manifested. And I'm so thankful that when I reached out for help, I had people in my corner. I asked my husband, I was like, hey, I can't do mornings with the kids. Like, can you get the kids off to school and take them? He was like, absolutely no problem. You look like you belong on The Walking Dead. You should probably go back to sleep. When I called my mom, God bless her, yesterday I was so sick I couldn't even take the kids to school. And I talked to her later in the afternoon and she's like, why didn't you call me? I'm like, mom, yesterday you couldn't walk. You could not walk on your feet. And she won't tell me no. So she will drag herself out. And that is why I'm so blessed to have that. And when you are in this place, like Trisha was just describing, you start reaching out for help and you need help, or even just like she said, a friend to talk to, the people around you will respond in ways, and that will tell you if they are people that are here for a reason or we're here for a season.
Yeah. My friend yesterday was like, I was like, I have sent a few more emails. And they're like, nope, no, no,
no.
We're done with that. Work is over. It is 6:30 p.m. Let's go get some dinner. That's what we're doing right now. And I was like, all right, let's go.
Because here's the thing, like that stuff will be there tomorrow.
It'll be there tomorrow.
So recognizing that burnout is not a failure, it is a sign, it's a symptom, and it's time for you to reevaluate and restructure. That is what it is a sign of. Time to reevaluate and restructure. So where burnout looks like hustle is, you know, you're staying busy, but you're not productive. You're doing everything manually because you haven't built the systems that you need. You're saying yes when you should say no.
Say no.
Say no.
Say no.
If it isn't a full body yes, it is a no. And it's okay to say no. And you don't need an explanation either. Are you coming to my kid's birthday party? No. You don't have to say, no, I'm going to insert fake reason here. Just say no. Or will you be at the baby shower? No, but I'm sending a gift. Like, just a no is fine. If it is not a full body yes, it is a no. And that's okay.
I was at a baby shower for my best good friend. And I was leaving early. She goes, you're leaving early? I said, yeah, I got to take my mom home because her leg was falling off. She goes, are you coming back? I said, no.
And that's it. And then you leave and they're fine. And they move on to the next thing, guys. They move on to the next thing. It's not that big of a deal. I always revert back to Pastor Simon Furtick when he says, you're not that important. You're not that important. I mean that in the kindest possible way, but you're not that important. Just say no. I'm not coming. I'm leaving.
I love when you tell me that I'm not that important.
I'm good here. You know?
Some of the people at the office are like, man, Trisha told you you're not important. I'm like, no, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm an only child, so I think the world revolves around.
You're my roommate. No, Mary. It's fine. When I leave your party, there'll be 20 other people still there and it'll be fine. There's more people to talk about. So if you find yourself pushing yourself harder when you're already fully depleted, thinking that lack of a motivation is lack of discipline, if you know you are a very disciplined person and you just find yourself like, it is physically, emotionally impossible for me to actually like get myself to walk into a gym, or you're grinding and you have like no actual direction. Like I would find myself like on the computer at 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, what am I even doing? Like, what am I actually doing? Like, is this actually productive? Moving any needles? Why am I staring at the screen? This is just weird. And it just drains you. And you don't feel alive. You just feel numb.
And it's unfortunate. And it's awful. So really quickly, I have a list here. And it talks about the thin line between hustle and burnout. And I want to read this list to you guys to see if this resonates with anybody. It says, where burnout looks like hustle. Like Trisha just said, staying busy, not productive, doing everything manually because you haven't built systems, saying yes when you should be saying no, operating on adrenaline instead of strategy. Where hustle looks like burnout, pushing yourself harder when you're already depleted, thinking lack of motivation equals lack of discipline, grinding with no direction. What are we doing, people? We're going to tell you. Because here's the thing. What I've noticed is that my burnout quite often comes right before a really amazing breakthrough and some area of my life. My last burnout crash out helped me break through and realize I need to hire an assistant.
My last burnout crash out made me realize I need to get a divorce.
When you are feeling burnt out, treat yourself and make sure that you understand that you need to keep pushing forward because you're a lot closer to that breakthrough.
And you deserve to live your best life.
Yes.
Your girl is thriving.
Let me tell you.
I went roller skating the other day. It was so much fun.
She spent the night at my house on Saturday. That's the first time we've had a sleepover since I was like 8.
I am really enjoying having fun in my life again.
It's but, you know,
really resonating.
You know what I've noticed is that you have not, like, you're living your life in a way that is more fun and more freeing, and you're doing more things that I feel like you want to do, and you're filling your life with things and people that bring you joy. But you're not any less aggressive at work. You're not any less productive or successful at work. You're still pouring into agents. You're still helping me keep my shit on the track. You're still helping other people put houses together and decorate, and you're doing all of these things. And so I want to bring that point up, because even when we make these shifts, like, just because you're burnt out now and you have this breakthrough of, oh, I need to hire an assistant, that doesn't mean, or, oh, I need to live in this different way because I hate my life. Like, it doesn't mean you give up and you back down on all of the goals that you've been working towards.
No, you double down in a better way.
Yeah, so break down some actionable steps, sister. Let's talk about it.
All right. So first and foremost, identify your burnout triggers. All right. Overwhelm. You're feeling overwhelmed. You may be leading to burnout. Decision fatigue. You can't make any sort of decision.
That's when I look at Ryan and I'm like, God put you at the head of our household for a reason. Pick dinner.
Yeah. Lack of boundaries. This was a huge one for me. I have done some boundary building over the last 12 months.
And I am proud of you.
I am proud of me too. And you know what? This is the first time in my life over these last 12 months, I've started saying, I'm proud of me. I'm proud of me. And that is so important. You have too many commitments. You're realizing, like, oh my goodness, what am I doing? I'm giving to everybody else. And I have no joy in my life. That's where I found myself. No boundaries, giving to everybody else. No joy in my life. Nothing to be excited about. Sitting there thinking, like, when's the last time I was like smiling and happy?
Jumping out of a plane.
Your girl's got to go extreme. Yes. So let's talk about some other things. Define one thing in your business that needs a system. You have to have systems in your business. I was talking to somebody yesterday and they were like, well, I am my business. And I'm like, you know what? That's so perfect, because guess what? That means you can build all your systems right now and they're ready for when you scale and grow, because there's nobody there to mess it up or have a second opinion about it. You get to build these systems right this moment. You should have lead follow-up systems. You should have social media post systems. You should have scheduling templates. You should have buyer and seller guides if you're in real estate, email scripts. I was talking about drip campaigns. Where is your CRM, right? Anytime you can work smarter, not harder, you are going to save yourself from burnout.
Yep, absolutely. And I like this one. Give yourself a 7 to 10 day system sprint. So this is what I had to do. When I realized I had to bring on an assistant, I started to get analysis paralysis on building the standard operating procedures and making the training videos. And then I said to myself, self, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to get the job done. So instead of like setting aside time and like going through, I was just like screen record. And I just did the things that I do. And there were nuances involved. I just explained that in the video. I was like, oh, I'm just doing this right here because this person had XYZ, but really you do it like this. And it was fine. And I was able to bang that out. I gave myself 1 week to get all these training videos over to my assistant. And it felt like it added to my burnout because this was extra work, but I was able to do a lot of it throughout the course of my regular day, just screen recording. So when you realize that you need to make a change, write down exactly what that change needs to be, the projects, the tasks that need to be encompassed in that, the people who need to come along, and give yourself 10 days to implement that and see how it goes and let that relieve some of the stress.
Yeah, and use ChatGPT. This reminds me, I was talking to one of our friends the other day and she was working on her website and she's like, oh, I got to get this website. And I was like, dude, just brain dump into ChatGPT, have a split spit something out, hop it on your website. Because here's the thing, guys, you are going to constantly redo things. And this applies in business and like your house, whatever, right? Like, okay, you decorate your house. Okay, well, guess what? In 6 months, you can change it around if you don't like it. You paint your house. Okay, well, guess what? If you end up hating this color, you can repaint it. You do your website. Well, guess what? If you go back through it later, like I went on my LinkedIn the other day, I was like, who wrote that? But it was good enough for when I did it the first time. And now I have revisited it and I've redone it. And how did I do that? I used ChatGPT, right? So
brain dump into the technology, let the technology spit something out, pop it up, sleep on it, revisit it, sleep on it, revisit it. Pop some tasks in your Google Calendar a month from now to revisit it. Read it out loud. That's super helpful to me too, is reading it out loud. And then going to somebody like a partner or a friend or something and saying, hey, can you just read this back over and give me some constructive criticism and feedback?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And once you have these systems in place, you need to do the cruise control test. Okay. So whether you are putting systems in place for your business or your home or your church ministry, you need to do a cruise control test that says, if I stop working for 2 or 3 days, does my business or my project or my ministry flatline? Or does it move forward? Or does it stay static? And if it flatlines, you have a system problem. You need to go back and revisit what you put in place.
Yeah, I love that. And make sure you know the difference between rest, which is healthy, avoidance, which is self-sabotage. Speaking of you women, we love to self-sabotage.
We do.
Regrouping, which is a strategic reset. Sometimes all you need to do is just regroup, just recognize and regroup, right? And remember that burnout is not a character flaw, okay? It's not a character flaw. Hustle does not mean kill yourself for a dream. It means keep working. And it's okay to hustle and grind. Sometimes you might be in that season, but be careful not to take it too far for too long. And make sure you're still doing things that bring you joy. You can't be just all on one end. You're going to burn out too fast. And you don't have to choose between ambition and sanity. You don't have to make yourself crazy to live the dream. You don't. So build strategic momentum, not chaos.
I love that so much. I hope you guys got some good nuggets and you're all fired up. If you love the show, which we know you do, make sure you subscribe and share the show with a friend. You never know who's going through stuff, or if maybe you're listening to this and a specific person came to mind, shoot them a link. Let them know that they're not alone and you see them, and we're here to help.
Always here to help. Thanks, friends. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie.
Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.